Hi, my name's Sanaa, and I'm 12 years old.
My name is Jemaine, and I'm 13 years old.
Hi, my name is Tandy, and I'm 12 years old.
My name is Frazier. I'm 12.
Hi, my name is Brianna, and I'm 12 years old.
My name is Rashawn, and I'm 13 years old.
Hi, my name is William Bones. I am 13 years old. I'm talking about police brutality. Well, police beat up people for sometimes no apparent reasons.
I think it was like last week. I was riding in the car with my godmom, and so we're like riding past the police station, and we're like driving, and then the police car is like pulling out, and he almost hits us, and she just goes off. She just starts like saying all the stuff, like she doesn't understand why police officers do stuff. They just take their job for granted, and they just think they can do anything, like riding on the sidewalk or going past red lights or something.
And sometimes police officers take their power for advantage.
It's their job to do that because they have to go through emergency, so they have to run through red lights.
If you think about it, how do you know if they actually have an emergency or not?
I stay away from the cops because, like last year, they were killing a whole bunch of black people. So every time I see a cop, I just start hiding or run somewhere.
Trayvon Martin, he was wearing a black hoodie. It shouldn't have to be like that where you can't walk down the street without a hoodie. So it's just like you're afraid that you're going to get, you know, killed or something.
I mean, we didn't think this way for a reason. I mean, they make us think that cops are red about how the reasons and gunshots and everything else. I mean, we didn't deserve to be shot like this. And some of these kids are real young. They didn't have a life.
I remember one time there was like a discussion at my school, and it was between us and our teacher. And she was saying that the news only brings up things that cops did that were bad. And they don't ever say anything that cops did that was good. And she was also saying when the boy pulled out his phone slowly in a black hoodie and his reaction was to shoot him, she was saying that in their training it just came to him. It was a force of habit or something, even though it was wrong. I honestly think you should just wait a little bit because you never know what's going to happen. But I honestly think that what he did, the police officer, he shot him. She has a point. It is like his first reaction, but I don't know if you should shoot him first.
I think what the police officer should have did was he should have approached him first before he actually shot him.
You know how many times I wanted to protest and stuff like that, and I don't have a voice. Some people in this world have a voice, and the cops are just taking that voice away from them, and it's wrong.
Personally, I think the police officer should ask, like, do you have anything on you? Do you have a gun? Do you have a weapon? Before they do anything.
A way for this to get fixed is the police just do their job and do right and help the community instead of tearing it down.
They need to realize what they're doing and how it affects everybody in the whole world.
They need to start finding real criminals besides just killing people who are walking around with a hoodie and some Skittles and pop.
It's a shame how they don't care about how black people get shot and stuff. If it was one of their own, it would be on for weeks on the news.
If you go to court, they really won't get in trouble because it's their job. So it's like no matter how much you like sue them, they're still going to have their job. They're still going to live their life. It's just that you guys just got to move on.